The very end of the parsha, Klal Yisrael encounters for the very first time the nation of Amalek. And in the battle between Klal Yisrael and Amalek, the pasuk describes Videi Moshe Kvedim Vayichu Evin Vayasum Utachtav, and Moshe's hands began to feel heavy. And they took a rock, they took an Evin and placed it beneath him. Now the word Evin is a word that appears a number of times throughout the Chumash. But there seems to be a correlation with the word Evan, the rock, and Amalek, the rock on which Moshe Rabbeinu sat as he was giving inspiration and chizuk to Am Yisrael as they were fighting below against Amalek. We find at the end of Parshat Ki Tseitzei another description of the battle. The pasuk tells us that right beforehand, it says, "Lo yelacha bekischa even va'even gedola katana, lo yelacha veveischa eifa ve'eifa gedola katana, even shleima vatzedek." It says the word even a couple of times, and then goes right into the parsha of Parsha Zachar, the parsha of Amalek. So we see that there's a correlation between the even and Amalek. What exactly is that idea? Rashi comments in Parshas Ki Tseitzei that the connection between the Mishkalos, the weighing, the people who mislead and trick people, the connection to Amalek is because Amalek is that same idea of Mirma, of tricking people, of trying to cut corners, of trying to bring about stealing in such a clever, strategic, sneaky type of work. Taking advantage of people. And so, there's a beautiful Rav Avram Shor in the parsha at the end, which describes the idea of sitting on an Evan, based on the Svarim HaKadoshim, that Evans are the Rashi Tevos of Avos, Brachos and Nezikin. The Rashi Tevos, Avos, Brachos, Nezikin. These are the three Nyanim, the Gemara, and Baba Kama, Dav Lama tells us that through Zahiris, through careful detail of these three areas, Avos, Brachos, Nezikin, by a person, via Simo Evan Tachta, by a person placing a rock, a solid foundation of Avos, Brachos, Nezikin, with proper Zahiris, proper care and detail of each of these areas, so that's how you're going to protect yourself against Amalek. Amalek was the antithesis of Zahiris. Taking advantage of every corner you could cut, having slightly different weights to get a penny here, a penny there, to see an opportunity to pounce on Klal Yisrael as they're vulnerable, leaving from Mitzrayim. So when a person strengthens these three areas, Nezikin is the world of Mamun, Mamun Chavero. Person knows what's his, what's not, stays far away, doesn't touch someone else's object. He is extra super careful with Zahiris, so he doesn't cause grumma to Nezikin, doesn't cause any hefsid. That is how one fights against Amalek in the area of Nezikin, the world of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro in terms of Mamonis. Avos represents one's midos for himself, how he acts and how it impacts others, speaking nicely to people, taking care of people, chesed, Zahiris in that area, in one's own midos, his self. And then the third area is Zahiris bebrachos, careful in brachos, which is the inyan of Bein Adam Lamakam. Person can be a big Talmud Chacham, he can be a big tzaddik. When it comes to bracha, he could say the bracha quickly without the proper care and detail and focus on Hakar Satov. So through these three areas of strengthening one's avos, nezikin, and brachos, one's fixing of himself in the Avos, fixing of his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and fixing of his relationship with others with Thunizikin, these three areas makes a person like an Evan, like a rock, like very solid. To be so careful with Zahiris in all areas, to be very well-rounded. To be well-rounded in Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chavero, and Bein Adam L'Atzma. And that's perhaps a reason why when we read Parsha Zachar, we read it every single detail with tremendous zehiris from Zecher to Zecher. Because the moment there's a little hole, there's a tiny gap, and Amalek's going to see it, they're going to pounce, they're going to take advantage, we need to make sure every single detail is covered. There's a hubris across the board in all areas of life. Completely well-rounded. And that might be why when the Pasuk describes Evan also in the Parsha, it talks about how different types of Mitzrayim drop to different levels, different speeds down in Kriyas Yamsuf. And so Rashi explains the difference between the different descriptions in Az Yashir. Right, one time it says, Tzaluk Oferes Mimai Madirim, it's going to fall like lead, which is very heavy. Another pasuk describes that they're going to fall ke'evan, like a rock. So Rashi explains that when it comes to the Rishoyim, they were kekash, like straw, which holchun mitrafim goes up and down, waving, and they struggle, drowning. They would have the most pain. And the ksherim among the Mitzrayim were koferis, like lead, which drops immediately. But then there was the beinonim, the ones who were in the middle, the ones who were well-balanced, let's call them. They're ke'evan. They're like a rock, which went down slowly. So yes, in the context of the Mitzrayim and punishment, it meant beinonim. They weren't quite ksherim. But you see, the idea of an evan is something that's well-balanced, something that's a beinonim in between, where a person's well-balanced when it comes to the world of avos, brachos, and ezikin, like an eved, like a rock. And for that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu sat on the eved, sat on the rock, showing the strong foundation a person has to have with tremendous zeros. And Mir Tashem, we should be zocher to have tremendous zeros in all areas of Torah, to the eved, to the avos, to the brachos, and ezikin, and be zocher to the time when Mashiach comes and wipes out the name of Amalek, and to make the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom. Have a wonderful Shabbos.